Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Well, just 7 points separates top from bottom after five matches of the new men's SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season. Drogheda United, of all teams, are top of the pile on 11 points. Sligo Rovers, one of three teams on 4 points at the foot. Derry City and Shamrock Rovers, two of the other title contenders, are the other two on 4 points. Would many have predicted that at the start of the season? It's been an eventful start, and we will have reflections on a highly eventful draw at Turner's Cross on Friday night. But we're going to start with the new women's SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season, which began on Saturday afternoon for Sligo Rovers and returning boss Steve Feeney at home to Bohemians. Oran Keating and Tina Byrne were on commentary duty for Ocean FM.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment to say neither team totally dominated. They both had really good periods in the game where one was on top, etc. But I think for me, the draw is a fair result, and I think it shows a really good concrete effort from Sligo Rovers at the start of the season. And there goes the final whistle.
That is the full-time whistle here in the showgrounds. The game finishes Sligo Rovers 0, Bohemians 0, a point apiece on opening day of the 2025 Women's Premier Division. And I think, Tina, Sligo Rovers will see that as a point gained more than 2 points lost, especially considering how difficult of a season they had last year.
Well, I didn't like to make reference to the pre-season friendly, but the pre-season friendly between the two teams, and I know there's lots of factors that you have to take into account, but Bohemians won that game by 6-0. Now, I'm sure both teams were trying out players and they probably didn't have full squads, but I'm sure that was in the back of Sligo Rovers' mind today coming in, regardless of the fact that it was a pre-season. But for me, I feel very positive after what I saw today for the rest of the season. There's no question. It's a much firmer and a more confident start than I had anticipated.
I think one thing I have to say about Sligo Rovers, Tina, is how much more comfortable they looked on the ball. They were really good at pulling the ball together, pulling passages of play. We'll talk about, first of all, the defensive line. Bonnie McKiernan and the centre halves in front of her and the fullbacks with a really, really, really good performance here today. Really held their own against a strong Bohemians attack, but they didn't really let them get much of a look in.
No, and as I said, and I've said it a few times, the Sligo Rovers team, they had the self-belief and a confidence on the ball to string together the 2-3, the 3-4, whatever passes, and that will always build confidence. That will always make you more confident when you know that it's possible, that you can do it, and that you actually execute it. So I must say, I think the team talk down there now has to be all positive. I think that team talk that's going on in front of us here now has to be actually all positive, and I would say the management team will be happy with that. They couldn't but be.
And Steve Feeney, his return to the club, he's obviously going to bring, he has a lot of knowledge in the game. He knows this team. A lot of these players that are playing here today played under Steve Feeney and would have come through the academy while Steve Feeney was the manager of the first team. And I think when they look at Steve Feeney, they see a lot of belief. They've seen what he's done before with this side, and they'll believe in his process and trust in his process to really bring them forward as a group.
And I think as well, the year out, you know, he stepped away. I won't say he walked away. He just took some time out. And I think that's, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And I think he just probably felt that at that time he probably couldn't offer anything at that time. He takes some time out, he watches, he's always, he's on the ground researching, watching, you know, listening, talking to people, and he comes back in now with a renewed freshness and an energy. And I think when you have energy on your management team and knowledge, he's certainly, and he's added some very interesting signings, and even his substitutions today were quite interesting for me. It shows where his belief is, that there's the young players have hold the key to drive on and to be successful with a sufficient mix of experience, and you'll always need that. You know, I'm not going to say you'll win nothing with kids, because we know when that was said, what happened when Man United did everything with young people. But I it's great to see, and I think Steve has a lovely renewed energy about him, and a lovely kind of a sort of a real fresh energy, where I think he's really believes in this team.
Tina Byrne with Oran Keating after Saturday's nil-all draw between Sligo Rovers and Bohemians on the opening weekend of the new Women's League of Ireland season. Let's hear what the manager, the returning Steve Feeney, made of that opening weekend performance.
We were kind of focusing on the performance, and we certainly got a performance. The girls, you know, like dug in, battled, very disciplined in terms of her shape, and just a really pleasing performance, and it's nice to get a point on the board this early, and we'll hopefully build on it.
You had two signing debuts here this evening, Kaya McKenna, obviously coming from the Shelburne Academy, and Alana Doherty, both making their appearances, and you can see really with Kaya the youth coming through this club. You can see it with Anna McDaniel as well, and I know that plays such a strong integral part of your side.
Yeah, we've some really, really promising young players coming through, and some that have come through in the last season or so as well. And when you factor in the fact that Rachel McGoldrick, Anna McDaniel and Mairead McIntyre played a Connacht semi-final yesterday and played 110 minutes, and the attitude and effort that they gave today was just phenomenal. Like, you know, but even going through the team, like Sakiva Flynn is still 17, and she's like a veteran centre-back back there, you know, taking control of so much. But we're blessed at the other side of it too. We've some really good experienced players who really helped those young players. So I think we've seen it in abundance today, both from the young girls but also the more experienced girls.
I'm also going to touch really quickly, just quickly, on Mairead McIntyre. She really held her own today against Aoife McGovern of Bohemians, someone with a much bigger stature than her, 3 or 4 inches taller than her, but she really gave her a good run for her money today and could have easily had 1 or 2 goals.
Yeah, Mairead's a fantastic talent, and probably an even better attitude. You know, nothing fares her or phases her. And like, she was a late change to the team. Paul McGrory had a bit of an injury that we were just hitting risk, and Mairead came in and played like someone who's 50 or 60 games in the league, you know. And she's a girl we're very much looking forward to working with this season and seeing how we can help her progress.
Steve Feeney on the opening weekend of the new Women's League of Ireland Premier Division, and a precious draw against Bohemians on Saturday. They are off the mark and up and running. Remember, last season Rovers finished bottom of the Premier Division. They did reach the FAI Cup semi-final for the second season in a row, and they still have Louise Masterson to come into the reckoning, one of their high-profile signings, signed from Piemont United over the close season. So then, to the men's game on Friday night. Cork City 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Rovers finishing the game with 10 players. Conor Reynolds sent off for a rash lunge on Malik Dykesteele of Cork City just seconds after the Westport youngster was introduced as a second half substitute. Rovers had taken the lead through Owen Elding, a wonderful, cushioned, cultured header in the opening half from a Harvey Lintock cross. Elding scoring on his 18th birthday. But Cork's pressure would eventually tell, and they got an equaliser through midfielder Kit Nelson in the closing quarter. 1-1 at finish. There were many appeals for penalties. There was a disallowed goal for Cork in the opening half as well. So much to reflect on. In a moment we'll hear from Rovers goal scorer Owen Elding, Rovers goalkeeper Conor Walsh, who produced a string of fine saves in the closing stages of the match to help his side earn a draw. But first, the Sligo Rovers boss John Russell on a big, big point for his side.
The second half, the red card changes the game and was back to the wall. And what I did say to the group afterwards, you know, for such a new team, it showed unbelievable character to, you know, down to 10 men away, they threw everything at us, playing into the shed end, and the blocks, tackles, headers, clearances off the line, saves from Conor Walsh. Big mention to John Mahan, like, you know, as captain tonight, really just defended the box so well, showed all his qualities and leadership, and pulled everyone in together. And you know, some top performances. Even Will Fitzgerald ended up going at right back after the red card. And to a man, we're delighted to get a point when we move on.
Yeah, I mean, I know there'll be discussions down here about disallowed goals and penalties, but there's going to be nights like that where you ride your luck, and you need a bit of luck and a bit of character. And this group of players are showing that to you now.
Yeah, they really are. Like, these games are actually so important for a team, when you're getting to know each other and seeing what we're about. And you can do all the talking, and if this happens in this scenario, but it happened tonight, and everything that was thrown at us, you know, the lads had to adjust. Look, the lads coming on, Ronan Manning coming into the game, thought he was excellent as well. Stevie Malin, his first appearance of the season, and they had to dig in deep. But for us now, it's really positive for me and the staff to see the players show that character.
Can I ask you about Conor Reynolds? I know you rate him highly. Was that just a rush of blood to the head trying to impress as soon as he came on?
Yeah, look, Conor, I'm a big fan of his. He's huge potential, and there was a moment of madness from him. We know Conor likes a tackle, and he's not afraid to put himself in, and it's probably part of his learning that he needs to pick his moments. You know, he's only come into the game and he's probably trying to make an impact, and you can't dive in. And look, thankfully the group were able to dig him out tonight, and we don't lose the game. We get a point, and there's a big future ahead for Conor, and any young player are going to make mistakes, and unfortunately tonight it was just a bad decision.
Well, Owen Elding, happy 18th birthday. Was it written in the stars that you'd score on it?
Well, I hope so, yeah. Obviously, just glad to score another goal and back to scoring goals again. Yeah.
And a lovely finish. I mean, that was a header that belies your young years.
Yeah, well, me and Harvey talk about it a lot, about where to be when each other have got the ball. And luckily, I was in the right position and he found me.
Is that a point that feels a bit like an escape? You were holding on there for long periods in the second half as Cork threw everything at you.
They did. They threw everything they had at us. Obviously, we went down to 10 men and we had to show a lot of character, stay in the game, right, weather the storm. And yeah, considering it's a new group and we're all still getting to know each other, we dug deep tonight for each other.
Will there be a few birthday celebrations on the bus home?
There might be, we'll see.
Well, with me is Sligo Rovers goalkeeper Conor Walsh. That feels like a very precious point tonight, Conor.
Yeah, 100%. Luck changed in the second half for us and we went down to 10 men, but we grinded out and got our point that we deserve.
And there were at least three very important saves made by you in the closing minutes.
You know, that's my job really, so we do it in training every day, so it's good to replicate out on the pitch.
You were under the cosh for a fair portion of that second half, but there's a bit of character developing in this team now, is there?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, we're all gelling together now, and it really showed out there that, you know, the grit and the defensive performance there towards the end was unbelievable, really.
And you've got a chance starting the last two games. You've taken this chance well.
Yeah, you know, I'm eager to play, and, you know, so I'm eager to play really. So, but
you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it, yeah. And, you know, I've got a good team and a good background, so, like, it's all positive, really.
And finally, have you a word of consolation for your Westport colleague, Conor Reynolds, who got a red card early on? He'll bounce back from that. That was a baptism of fire for him tonight.
Yeah, these things happen in football, you know, and Conor's a top lad and he works very hard, and it's a learning curve, and all these things happen. Everyone makes mistakes, but he'll learn and he'll bounce back.
I'll let you eat your food before it goes cold. Well done tonight.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Conor.
Conor Walsh, who made a string of fine saves in the closing stages of the game to help earn his side a point. Team captain John Mahan had a big, big match as well on Friday night defensively, and it was a gutsy point from Rovers. They had to ride their luck, a lot of it, but they came away with the draw, and now they prepare for two home matches. The first next Saturday night against Derry City, who are also on 4 points after 5 matches played, and the following Friday night Rovers will welcome Shelburne, Damien Duff Shelburne, to the showgrounds. We'll bring you live coverage of both matches.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rovers will